Hi, this is Paul. I'm reading from Genesis 41:22-40. I saw also in my dream, and behold, seven ears full of good came up on a single stalk. And lo, seven ears, withered, thin and scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them, and the thin ears swallowed the seven good ears. Then I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same. The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven thin ears scorched by the east wind will be 7 years of famine. It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt, and after them 7 years of famine will come. And all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will ravage the land. So the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine, for it will be very severe. Now, as for the repeating of the dream to Pharaoh twice, it means that the matter is determined by God, and God will quickly bring it about. Now let Pharaoh look for a man discerning and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh take action to appoint overseers in charge of the land, and let him exact a fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of abundance. Then let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming, and store up the grain for food in the cities under Pharaoh's authority, and let them guard it. Let the food become as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land will not perish during the famine." Now the proposal seemed good to Pharaoh and all of his servants. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this, in whom is a divine spirit?" So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." Wow. So what do we see here? A king troubled by a dream. And he seeks wisdom from the magicians. They can't tell him what the dream's about. So Joseph, by this stage, is able to speak to Pharaoh, and he tells him his dreams from God. God is going to cause the good and the bad years, the abundance and the famine. The two dreams meant that God had determined this, and it was quickly going to happen. So what should Pharaoh do? He should look for a discerning and wise person and set him in charge over the land. Put 20% aside in storage to cover the famine years, and guard it. So he sets Joseph that task. God seems to have set up the chain of events to put Joseph in a position second to Pharaoh himself. What can we say about this passage? Well, God is speaking to a king. Do our leaders dream troubling dreams today? We certainly hear a lot in the news about things that are troubling right now. I won't list them, I'm sure you know. God has people who can interpret and understand dreams and advise leaders. Is this happening today? Who knows? I mean, where were the voices of warning before COVID came? I didn't pick up anything. I even went looking afterwards to see if there was anything on the internet. And really, there wasn't. What about the war in Europe? All these things specifically warned of by the church, by prophetic people in the church, not in order to scare people, but in order to advise, encourage and bring a solution. So can we expect this today? Well, God led someone through a great trial and rejection. Eventually, a despised person helped solve a nation's problem. That was Joseph. In fact, not just to solve a problem, but to avoid a problem. So will the church arise and shine and bring help and healing to our world? Scripture says that all creation is groaning for the revelation of the sons of God, which is us. Let's pray. Father, speak to our leaders. Bring Christians who hear from you into their confidence. Father, build us all up to be conformed to the image of your Son, that we can be effective in the world. Father, encourage us that we are salt and light in this world right now. Help us really be that. In Jesus' name, amen.